Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. God bless you. God bless you. Today is 8 May. Matter of fact, it's May the 4th, 2020. This is May the 3rd, 2022. My God, the time flies. It's already almost half of the year in 2022. My God, we thank God for you. Thanks for tuning in to DTW Ministries. This is your host, Reverend Aaron Williams. We're on our PKN Broadcasting Network. We have our friends here with us, Reverend Toy and Brother Rob. We're going to open up in prayer. Then we're going to definitely, as we do, get into the word. So God, we do thank you and we bless you for all that you do, all that you've done, and all that you're doing for us. God, even all that you're going to do, for we know your thoughts towards us are good and not evil. God, your plan is to bless us and to prosper us and to bring us into that expected end. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our heart will be acceptable in your sight, that tonight you will get glory to yourself, hide flesh behind the cross, sanctify your word in me and through me in Jesus' name. Get glory to yourself, God, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. And what 100th episode is this again, Rob? The 1612th is that? Amen.
Yes, confirmation. You're correct. That's
1612. Amen. This is the 1612th episode of Purpose Kingdom. My God, hallelujah. Tell your friend, tell your neighbor. Tune in live. We're broadcasting on Facebook Live. And also, if you can't get through on Facebook, 319-527-6091 will bring you definitely directly into our Blog Talk station and on our switchboard. Questions, comments, you know, you can always just send those in, you know, through via text or email. Through Purpose Kingdom. You go on Blog Talk Radio as blogtalk.com/Purpose Kingdom. Look in for Purpose Kingdom for comments and send those in, and we'll try to get to them today. I got a word. Got a word that I was really dealing with that was really – what I find out is that the word really deals with me. That's really the issue, you know, that as God continues to minister – And I would even say groom me and prepare me for where he's taking us, you know, where he's taking me, is that God has called us, and you should notice this or be noticing have you if you have not. It's certain things that speak to you. You don't know why certain scriptures speak louder than other scriptures. You don't know why certain activities, certain events in the neighborhood really pique your interest. You need to really delve into that and find out what purpose God has for you for that and begin to – what I've learned today, and I've heard it, I've commented about it, I've preached about it, I've taught about it, but commitment is the difference between – persons and people who dream and people who achieve. Let me say that again. The difference between dreaming and pursuing and completing is your commitment to it. That's for studying. That's for learning. That's for growth. That's for word we don't like to use, and that's for discipline. In Christendom, we don't like using that because when we think of discipline, we often think of correction. But the Bible says the Lord loves. He chastens those he loves. So if we're being corrected by the Holy Spirit, it's because it says that there's no parent that corrects us, you know, for their own glory. They correct us so people will say good things about them. But the Bible says that God corrects us for our benefit, that we would be more, my God, more like him. Just think, you have correction by the Creator that he may move us into purpose to be more like him. Not, not, not. that your corruption, you're being straightened out. We're being moved into the things of God by his wooing, by his leading, by his guiding, by his spirit, that we may be more like him. But listen, in Hebrews it tells us that no correction, no chastisement seems to be joyous, but when it is complete, when we learn from it, when we get the message, it brings out a fruit. It brings out a result. It brings about something. And you have to, my God, we have to learn the lesson. I cannot emphasize this. And I'll continue to talk like this. I'll continue to emphasize this. I'll continue to minister this because sanctification is something that God is purposing in me. He might not be sanctifying you. You might not be called to holiness. You might not be called to clean living. You might not be called into maturity. I don't want to say the word perfection because that scares a lot of people. But you might not be being called to maturity. You might not be called to holiness. You might not be being called to coming out of those things that you were in bondage to. And if that's what you feel, that's what you believe as a Christian, go ahead, continue to live into that. But when I read this Bible, when I get on my knees, I believe that the holiness of God, what I've learned, what I've been taught, what I've seen practiced in front of me, and I don't know what people do behind closed doors, but I know when I don't measure up to what the word says, it bothers me in my heart. So I can only talk about my conviction. I don't want to put my conviction on you. If that's not your conviction, that's not your conviction. But for me, the Bible still says holiness without shall no man see God. Nothing makes me and you different. The only thing is the holiness of God. How do you attain the holiness of God? How do you get there? You get there little by little. You get there a little by little. You get there here a little, there a little. You get there by sanctifying and sacrificing and committing your life that I will not do what God told me not to do. You don't always get there overnight. As a matter of fact, you never, that I've seen, people get there overnight. But what you do in your commitment to God, that God, I love you. Help my heart. God, I love you. Clean my mind. God, I love you. Sanctify me by your word. How much do we talk about how much we want, but it's nothing that we want that we don't go after. It's nothing that we really want. You want to write that book? You better start writing. I was talking to a friend of mine. As a matter of fact, a family member. I was talking to a family member, and we were talking about writing. And I know me, I think a lot. And they were commenting on how much and how often they think. And as you think, when you're thinking, you're not writing. You have to flow. You have to learn to flow with the pen. Pen writes as the finger types. You have to flow with it. And this is just insight for those who want to write and say that they're called to write and have books in them. You have to write no matter how things move. Don't try to organize while you're writing, because you might jump from chapter 1 to chapter 9. You might jump from chapter 9 to chapter 2. But as long as you write, write, because we'll put things together in our head and we'll recognize that that don't make sense. Don't matter. Keep writing. Let the thoughts just come out on the paper. Then when you're done, when you're finished the complete thought, then go back and organize your paper. Well, that don't go in that story. Put that over there for later. It goes in the book. Put that over there for later. And it's the same thing with God. When we're moving into the things of God, everything doesn't come out at one time. It might be now, I don't go to the club no more, but I still like the music. I don't go party no more, but I still like to dance. I don't party no more, but maybe on Saturday I might do this or I might do that. You don't worry about those things, but you keep presenting yourself to God. You keep presenting yourself to your Father, because if the Spirit convicts you, you know he wants to purge you of that. But you got to give it to him. Some things we have to resist. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. We recognize what Scripture says, but we don't recognize that the temptation doesn't stop because we decide in my mind. We have to get our body to follow what our mind says. That's why we have to hide the word in the place where we think in our heart. In my heart have I hid your word that I might not sin against you. I keep it in my heart because I know that's where the cleansing comes. That's where the purification comes. That's where the sanctification comes. That's where the life comes. Why? Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, and out of the issues of, and out of the abundance of the heart are the issues of life. My issues come up. My jealousies come up. My heresies come up. These are all works of my flesh that have been rooted in my heart, because truth be told, none of us came in saved. None of us came in knowing God. None of us came in such a much. None of us came in already have arrived. We all have to go through this valley of flesh. We all have to go through this valley of temptation. We all have to go through this valley of self. But as we learn to deny ourselves and pick up our cross. Listen, daily the Bible says. I might have been victorious over that thing yesterday, but today it's coming back to tempt me. So I got to pick my cross up again. And I'll continue to reiterate and iterate and reiterate and iterate that it doesn't matter what your cross is, but we all got crosses to bear. Your cross may not be my cross. My cross may not be your cross, but I'm guaranteeing you, if you're in this flesh, you're carrying a cross. The problem is some of us are carrying it grudgingly. We're not carrying it willingly. How can you live when you're afraid to die? How can you live this Christian life when you're so in love with who you are in this life already? The Bible says, for he who loves his life will lose it, but he who hates his life for my sake will keep it, will find it. We find life as we learn to give up our lives. And I want to make that plain, because I know this video will reach more people than is on the air, more people that are Christian, and we sometimes tend to get into that Christian jargon where Christian and church folks know what we're talking about, but then the average person can't talk. And all that is, and I'm going to call them and say this and address this as children of God, because I believe that those that are meant to hear will hear this. Children of God, God is calling you to a life of surrender. The problem is a lot of us come in to God and we come in with our gifts, we come in with our talents, we come in with our attitudes, we come in with our weights, we come in with our baggage, we come in with our luggage, and we don't know how to unpack. We don't know how to unpack. Bless you, Bishop. We don't know how to unpack that stuff. We don't know how to give it up. So we spend a lot of our lives, we spend a lot of our time where we should be prospering in Christianity, where we should be growing, where we should be working, where we should be doing, dealing with our issues, dealing with ourselves. And what the devil tries to do is always keep that weight in front of you, and it stagnates your moving. It stagnates your production. It stagnates you sharing your testimony. It stagnates you moving in the things of God, because you're so bound up, you're so fragile, you're so blinded by your own issues. How can you live when we move so much in the things of our own cognizant behavior? I just wanted to throw a big word in there. When we're so tied in to what makes us tick, our pastor said this about us before, that as the church goes, so the world goes. It shouldn't be as the world goes, so the church goes. It should be as the church goes, so the world goes. How can we address the issue of soul winning? How can we address the issue of sharing the gospel? How can we address the issue of Christ in us moving as he did throughout our neighborhoods, throughout our families, throughout even our churches, throughout our assemblies, when we're so busy dealing with our own issues? The devil is a liar. We will continue. You have to recognize that God is cleansing you daily. The Bible says that the day of the just shines more and more unto that perfect day. Do not allow the devil to disillusion you into your stagnation. Do not allow the devil to stifle you and shut your mouth because of issues you see that still come up, desires you still have that's in this flesh. Because the Bible reminds me, in my flesh dwells no good thing. You can get off your knees and get up and immediately a desire to sin. But the songwriter says, yield not to temptation. Why? Because yielding is sin. Temptation is not sin. It's the yielding to sin. It's the yielding to the temptation that brings forth death. It's the yielding to temptation that creates the sin. It's the yielding. It's not being tempted. My God, we're all tempted. Yes, God. Even Christ was tempted in all points, even like we were. But what? But without sin. Hallelujah. We're fighting the good fight for faith. It's our faith that keeps us. It's our faith that sanctifies us. It's our faith that restricts us. It's our faith that constrains us because we believe that we have a Savior. We believe we've been born again. We believe in the virgin birth. We believe that he rose from the dead. We believe that he was the propitiation of our sin. We believe that he is the Christ. We believe that he's coming back. That's why we're able, my God, to say no to sin, because we've been given power through his sacrifice, not any recognition of our own, not because we're so strong-willed, but because we've been redeemed. I tell you the truth. There are so many issues that we find we have, and our issues try to stifle us. Our issue tries to shut our mouth. But I heard someone say, don't let life shut your mouth. Don't let life stop your gifting. Let life stop you from moving. But you have it. If you're writing, continue to write. Write your songs. Write your books. Write your novels. Write your poetry. Whatever it is you write. Write your ideas. Write the vision. Write your vision. Make it plain. That read it may run. My God, we're doing it not just for us. We're doing it for those that will be instructed by us, those that will come after us, those that will be motivated by what God uses us to do. How can I live when I'm so bogged down with this body of death? We remember the scripture. We remember in Romans 7, Paul even asked, how can I be delivered? How can I move for God when I'm plagued so much with this body of death? Oh, wretched man, oh, sinful man that I am, who will deliver me from this body? Who will deliver me from this frailty? Who will deliver me from this weakness that I have that's called flesh? But thanks be to God who causes us to triumph and always gives us the victory. Wow! Through Christ Jesus. There's a life that you have to live, man of God, woman of God. There's a life that you have to find in Christ. There's a life that you have to find beyond you, beyond me, beyond your preacher, beyond your pastor, beyond your church membership. And that life is found through the Holy Spirit. That life is found in Jesus, the Christ. My God, hallelujah. When I'm reading, I'm supposed to be coming out of Ezekiel 37, talking about the valley of the dry bones. Can these bones live? Some of us are blocked down and plagued by all types. We're circumference around and surrounded by issues and problems, by things that come up even outside of our own power, outside of our own arena and circles, beyond our control, things that we can't help, things that we've attached ourselves to, things that have attached themselves to us. And we find out that, hey, need to jettison that sin cargo. Amen. We have to find, and I thank God for the Holy Spirit. My goodness, where would any of us be without the Holy Ghost? Where would any of us be without the Spirit of God? Where would any of us be if it had not been for the Lord on our side? When I look at Ezekiel, we know we talk about the old man. Can son of man, can these bones live? But I was reading in chapter 36, and 36 was talking about how the Lord was giving Israel a new heart, taking out that stony heart and putting in a heart of flesh. And it says that, I'm going to read 34 in chapter 36, and it says, and the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that passed by. And earlier in that, it was talked about how the heathen was saying, hey, Raymond, ain't those the children of God over in the strange country? Hey, what, God kicked them out of their own land? And God felt that was that was an insult to him, that he was going to return the people of God back to their own land. He was going to return Israel back to their land. And he began to tell them and give them a discord of what he's going to do. And as we look out in our cities, when I read these chapters, I always think about my city. I always think about where I live. I always think about where I grew up. I always think about my neighborhood. I want you for a moment to think about your neighborhood. I want you to think about the worst part of your city. I want you to think about the places where you don't go at night. I want you to think about if you're in Philadelphia, I want you to think about Kensington and Allegheny. I want you to think about Under the L. I want you to think about North Philly. I want you to think about West Philly. I want you to think about Philadelphia. There's no safe areas anymore. Things happening all in Juniata, North Philly, South Philly, West Philly, Northeast Philly. They're happening in Mount Airy. They're happening all over. And it says that the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit in the midst of a valley which was full of bones. After he said that he's going to take us into a good land, after he said he's going to prosper us, after he said he's going to bless us, after he said he's going to restore us, the very next chapter said he placed me in a place of bones. Wait a minute, God, that's kind of contrary. That's kind of crazy. You just said you was taking me to an open place. You just told me you were taking me to a bountiful place. You just told me you were taking me to a place where the plants will bloom and blossom. You just told me that I was your flock. You just told me that the waste cities would be filled with flocks of men. And the first thing you do after I see this vision and say, yes, Lord, I'm excited, is you take me, and I'm thinking I'm going to an oasis. I'm thinking I'm going to a resort. I think I'm going to some good place now. And the first place you take me is a valley full of dead man's bones. I begin to scratch my head. That's why I believe Ezekiel, when the Lord said, can these bones live? Ezekiel was like, what? Wait a minute, hold up. Wait, this is what you was talking about? Well, you know. I don't think he was afraid to answer, but I believe he was bewildered. I believe he was questioning, like, God, wait a minute, that what you was just telling me, this is where you want to do it? Not where I grew up? Not where I thought? Not in our old land? But here? I don't know. You know. And then he said he caused me to pass by. When I looked at him, he caused me to look at him closer. And I tell you, as we look and we go into the city, we got visitors that come. We know visitors used to come and they just would go down Penn's Landing. They would just go down and they would just go to City Hall. They would just go down to the waterfront. They would just go to places that are tourist attractions. Do you know now that Kensington and Allegheny is a tourist attraction for the city of Philadelphia? My God, I'm breaking my heart all over again. As we look, this is for anything. When we begin to look, when we begin to search, when we begin to focus on people, when we begin to focus on their character, when we begin to focus on and microscopically look at their lives, listen, it says it was very many. in an open valley, and lo, they were very dry. Everyone has something if you look long enough. That's why I'm so glad that our pastor taught us he don't trust his flesh, he don't trust your flesh, he don't trust nobody's flesh, because flesh is flesh, and flesh will fail you. But we're glad that we have a Savior. Pastor Theodos, God bless you. Good to see you with us. Praise the Lord. And he said, O son of man, can these bones live? My God. I had to ask that question tonight. Ask yourself the question, can I live? Can you? What do you mean, Brother Aaron, can you live? Can you live the life that Christ is calling you to? Can you live that life of commitment? Can you live that life of sacrifice? Can you live that life of being a witness for him? Can you live the life that Christ is calling you to? I want to tell you, there is a dying that has to happen. People want to do church work, but not have the ecclesia, not have the paraclete, not have the Spirit of God on the inside. People want to do good works in the name of God. Listen, we cannot be, I don't want to use the word naive, but for a lack of better word, we cannot be that naive when the scripture tells us many will say in that day, Lord, didn't I? Listen, child of God, I want to be as clear to you as I can. Listen to what the scripture says. Many will say in that day, didn't we do this in your name? Didn't we? Listen, how can they cast out devils in the name of God and never knew God? How can they serve God? How can they serve the people of God? But yet God said, I never knew you. I want to give this as an insert real quick, as a sidebar, as a footnote. Because as we learn the Lord, we find out that it's not in gifts. Some people are gifted. Gifts and callings come without repentance. Amen. God bless you, elder. The Lord would not have us ignorant, as my aunt is reminding me, to be ignorant of Satan's devices. No way to be ignorant of Scripture. As we are, listen, still boggles my mind that we have people that are moving in the things of God, but yet don't know God. How is that? This is why I'm about to get in trouble. This is why I believe. This is Brother Aaron Williams, DTW Ministries, not affiliated with any other ministry. I got to put that disclaimer in there. This is why I believe all roads lead to God. I know I'm gonna get beat up on Sunday. I might get a few calls before the end of this broadcast. I believe all roads, all religions lead to God. The problem is there's only one entrance way, and Jesus is that entrance way. I know I done lost some people. I've seen some people hung up already. But the scripture says in the New Testament, it says that Christ is the door. But if someone come up another way, listen, this is not me. This is what the scripture says. But if someone came up through some other way, he will be accounted though something or robber. That means he took something. That means that we have people that are accessing, this is my interpretation of that, that we have people, we have men and women that are accessing the things of God that did not come through the door. And when they come before God with these things that they have accomplished, and they say, well, at my door, I know my sheep. How did you get that? I don't even know how you got that. You stole it. You're a thief. You're a robber. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you, my God. When I read this scripture, I'm trying. If someone has some deeper insight, you know, 319-527-6091 on that scripture. But when I read that scripture, that's what it says to me, that someone come up through some other way, by chance through a window, that they will be accounted for as a thief or a robber? Why would you be called a thief and a robber if you didn't take anything? I can go and look in your window all the time and look out and look in your house. You might call me a peeping Tom or a pervert, but you won't call me a thief because I didn't steal anything. You won't call me a robber because I didn't take anything from you. But you will call me a thief and a robber if I actually got in and took things that didn't belong to me. That's why God will say in that day, I never knew you. Depart from me. People are claiming that they're doing the things of God, but they're not coming in through the door. They're not coming in through the shepherd. They're not coming in through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. They're not coming in through the name of the Lord. And God will account you as a thief and a robber. Yeah, that is correct. Trying to attain the things of God, but not going in through the door, my God. And I'm already there. I thought we were going to go until 9 o'clock. I want to keep reading, but I told you, when I'm done, I'm done. So maybe that's you. Maybe you've been in church. Maybe someone told you that it's some other way that you can get saved. Maybe they told you you can say, you know, and repent and say this prayer 10 times and you'll be saved. Maybe they told you if you give a certain amount of money or if you attend church, you know, for a certain length of years that, you know, you'll attain salvation. Maybe they told you you can't even be sure of salvation, but, you know, if you continue to do that, we'll continue to pray for you and possibly perchance, you know, you'll make it into heaven. But I want to tell you, you can know today that you've been forgiven and that God has washed your sin away through the blood of Jesus Christ, our propitiation, our sacrifice, our substitute lamb. Yeah, amen, brother boy, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leads unto life. God has called you to life today. God has called you to life, and he's called you to that life through his son, Jesus Christ. If that's you, you say, how can I live? You can live, my God, through him that died for you. You can live through him who was redeemed for you. You can live through him, my God, that rose for you and presented his blood, a sacrifice at the mercy seat of the throne of God, my God, that God looks on us as though you and I have never committed a sin. My God, though we be in this sinful flesh, we've been cleansed, we've been sanctified, hallelujah, by the blood of the Lamb. If you want to pray that prayer, God, forgive me, that God will come into your heart and make his abode, make his dwelling, make his tabernacle, making a place where he lives in your heart. I want to say a prayer with you. I want you to repeat after me, my God. And if you say what you mean and mean what you say, God will do exactly what you've asked him. Amen. Say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Forgive me of my sin and wash me in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Save my soul and write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I ask it in Jesus' name and to his glory. Lord Jesus, by your Spirit, come into my heart and be Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. If you said what you meant and meant what you said, God has done what you've asked. I'm going to say a prayer for you that have repeated that prayer with me, and after that, we're going to have our onboard engineer and pastor, either Brother Rob or Pastor Toy, or maybe even both, come in with some information for you on how to correspond with Purpose Kingdom. You know, we'd always love to have you at the Deliverance Evangelistic Church on 2001 West Lehigh Avenue. If you're in Philly or ever in the Philadelphia area, we'd love to have you. Our services start on Sunday morning at 10:45. But God, we do thank you We thank you for each and everyone that repeated this prayer. God, those that have committed their lives to you, God, and those that have recommitted their lives, we just pray, Holy Spirit, that you would minister to their heart, that you would strengthen them now in the name of Jesus. Cause them to have the sincere desire of your word, God. Hallelujah. We pray for their regeneration. We pray for their maturation. We pray for their maturity. God, we pray that you would use them, that you would strengthen them, that you would keep them, that you would deliver them from every vice, every hang-up, every hookup, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and that you would draw them closer to yourself. For we, your word says that they can't even come unless you draw. So we thank you for drawing them today. Have your way in their lives, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. We have Brother Rob or Pastor Toy is going to come and give you a few announcements, and then we're going to come back in for the final words and a benediction.
All right, all right. Thank you so much, Reverend Williams. I did enjoy tonight's program and tonight's message, and I really truly enjoyed that. And real quickly, let me just go ahead and see the announcements. This is a part of the Purpose Kingdom Network, and I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's show, no matter where in the world you are. We thank you, and we appreciate your listenership, and we also just, you know, thank you, whether you're calling, listening to us online or you're calling us via phone. We thank you so much for your support and for your sharing and letting family members know that we're on the air here at Purpose Kingdom Network. Anytime we do a live broadcast, we're broadcasting live at www.blogtalkradio.com. /Purpose Kingdom. Anytime we're broadcasting live on the air, our call-in number is 319-527-6091. You can press the number 1, and we can get you on with our host. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Purpose Kingdom, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And, yes, Purpose Kingdom Network does have a radio show, and we are on pkmradio.com, where we have 24 hours of musical content, and from time to time we do rebroadcast shows like this one. And anytime you want to hear any of our previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And once again, we'd like to thank those that share with their friends and family members. Okay, and also if you want to correspond with us, you can correspond with us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can send us a praise report, or you can just simply say hello. We are greatly appreciate any correspondence from you, the listener, and we thank you so much. And tomorrow, with God's will and God's blessing, just please join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour. We will, I'm not sure who we have on tomorrow, but just feel free to listen to any or look at any of our social media pages here at Purpose Kingdom Network, where you can see our upcoming show. Upcoming events, especially involving Reverend Aaron Williams, there is a book out called The Secrets Behind Hurting Black Men, and that's written by Dr. Martin Vail. And he also has a play, which is also going to be starring Reverend Aaron Williams. As of right now, to this date, we believe the first show will be on June 12th. And just stay tuned for tickets and information and show times. And with that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcements. And I'm going to hand the show back over to Reverend Williams. And Reverend Williams, great show tonight.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rob. Yeah, Secrets Behind Hurting Black Men. It's going to be at the Met June the 12th. We're very excited for that. You know, but we praise God for the opportunity. I mean, I thank God. You know, I just wanted to give a shout out real quick to my mom. I see, hey, Mama, Sister Yvette, you know, Dietra Bullock, and Brother Eddie. You know, thank you guys for tuning in with us. You know, we're excited. So yeah, we're excited. Look, yeah, I'm a person asked me, why are you smiling? I said, I'm smiling because I'm happy. I didn't mean to be smiling, but I didn't know I was smiling that much. But when I said, I'm, you know, final word, in 37, it says, Ezekiel says, so I prophesied as I commanded. And as I prophesied, there's one thing about speaking. But then there's another thing about speaking when you're told to speak, speaking what you were told to speak. He said, I prophesied as I was commanded. There was a noise. And maybe it's because I'm just animated and have a vivid imagination. But there was a noise, and behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. My goodness. And I think as I see this, I think of Jason and the Argonauts. I know I'm old. That's an old movie. Steve would know about that. I think of Jason and the Argonauts. But it says that it was a noise and a shaking. And I just want to encourage you. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. The Bible says in Genesis that God said, let there be light. Challenge you tonight. I want to challenge you tonight to every dead situation, every dry bone situation, every station, every place where you look and say, this blight, this plight, this situation that I am is beyond me. But I want you to ask that question, can these bones live? Can this situation be resurrected? Can God fix it? And if you believe like I believe that you serve not just an incredible God, but an impossible God, my God, hallelujah. I serve an impossible God. He can do the impossible. He's able to do exceeding abundantly. My God, I get excited just thinking about above all that I'm able to ask or even think. If you serve that impossible God, begin to speak that to that situation. He said, I will do this, but you got to speak it. I will do this, but you got to prophesy. I will do this. Say it. That's my challenge. This marriage will be reconciled fully. It'll be better than it ever was. This business will flourish. I'm more than a conqueror. I am the head and not the tail. I'm above only and not beneath. I have wealth above my expectation that I may be the lender and borrower. Whatever the expectation is, I will do exceeding and abundantly above. How? Because they that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. My God, we're here to do the things of God. We're here to do greater. We're here to do what Christ commissioned the church, to go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. My God, and he that believes, I will be saved, and he that believes not will be damned. We're not here to save anybody. We're here to preach. We're here to teach. We're here to lay hands. We're here to demonstrate the power of God. Where's your giftedness? We're not all doing the same thing. We're a body. Only the hands can lay hands. Hallelujah. But the feet can take you where you want to go. The mouth can speak. The eyes can see. If my eyes can't see, my feet don't know where to go. So I need people with vision with me. Hallelujah. If my ears can't hear, I don't know the instruction. So I need someone that can hear from God that I may have clear direction. We need each other. But as we're moving, 1 Corinthians 12 shows us, and yet I show you a more excellent way. If we're able to walk in the love of God, each of us will be equipped with whatever we need for the situation that we're in. You might not have the gift of healing, but if healing is needed, God will move when you move with compassion for your brother, for your fellow man, for your sister. Wherever the need is, God is moving us into that. My God. And that's my prayer for us tonight. This being the 1612th episode of Purpose Kingdom, as Rob had encouraged you, that you can always listen to the archives on Purpose Kingdom just by typing in purposekingdomtalkradio.com/purposekingdom and then look up Reverend Aaron Williams. So put my name in, and it should come up. all the archives. That's all of our past issues, all our past episodes. I hope we address some issues on that too. But I thank God for you, men and women of God. Be encouraged. Again, we're having a free market on June the 12th at the Deliverance Evangelistic Church. It's going to be men's clothing. I won't be back on to be able to instruct if it's going to be women's clothes, but from what I know, it's going to be men's clothes. There might be some women's clothes also, but it's a free market. You doesn't have to have any money. You know, you just come. You know, if you can find your size, something that you see there that is like, you know, bring a bag. You know, I don't know if we have any bags. You know, shopping markets don't give out bags no more unless you pay them for them. You know, so bring a bag with you or something that you can put, maybe a small suitcase or, you know, overnight bag or something. You know, it doesn't have to be that obvious. It can be a little bit more discreet than that, you know, but no need to feel embarrassed. You know, you can ask my mom, ask anybody, for the first, 18, 19, 20-something years of my life, I never shopped at a regular store. I was always in the flea markets, in the thrift stores, at least till I was 24, at least, maybe even a little older than that. But when I first shopped and came home with a bag from John Wanamaker's, they was like, "Are you okay? You got a fever?" I didn't know what they were talking about, and everybody was laughing because I actually shopped at a regular store. But, you know, hey, praise the Lord. You know, but yeah, it's a free market, you know, and just for a heads up, because I don't know what other sizes, I'm going to be bringing probably around 3 suits, maybe about a dozen shirts. My shirts that I'm bringing probably like 18 and a half neck, 36 sleeve. My suit's going to be like 54, 56 longs. And I got 2 pair of shoes size 12 that I'm bringing. Now, we have plenty of guys that's bringing a lot of other stuff. Those are what I'm bringing just in case that can fit somebody, you know, to come see me. So, other than that, you know, be encouraged. We love you. God bless you. We're praying for you. You know, matter of fact, let's close in prayer. God, we do again thank you for PKN, Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you for Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for each and every listener that came on that was with us tonight, those that may be on the radio. God, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that even as they've continued to commit themselves to you, God, that you would just continue to bless them. Bless Rob, bless Toy, God, bless those, you know, that Adrian, those that work behind the scenes on PKN to make these broadcasts smooth, God, and just go across well. So I pray your blessings on them, that you would bless everything in their hand, God, in the name of Jesus, every endeavor, that you would prosper it in their hand, God, that you would get glory to yourself through their lives, through their ministry. In the name of Jesus, God, and those that will hear this word that are even near or far, God, that as your word goes out, we thank you that it will not return to you void, but it will accomplish in that thing there you sent it, and it will prosper in it. God, thank you for your word, that it would prosper in their hearts, God, that it would be planted in good ground, in good seed, God, in good ground, that it may bring forth fruit to your glory, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. If you're not preparing for God, God is preparing for you. We want you to be encouraged. God bless you, and we'll see you in church. Good night.
Jesus bless.
He raised me.
I will not lose.
He saved me.
I will not lose.
Set me free.
I will not lose. Never want to see me down. I will not lose.